What are we going to say? What are we going to say to our grandchildren and great-grandchildren when at the tender age of 9, they're sitting on grandma and grandpa's knee and they've just discovered that the world is in terrible shape? And in their searching gaze, they say, Grandma, Grandpa, where were you? What were you doing when the world was falling apart? What are we going to say to them? What are we going to say to them? Give them a chocolate bar? What are we going to say? Well, child, truth to say, we spent a lot of time watching reruns of Cheers. Do you know how many bird watchers there are in this country? I'm told 15 million, with about 3 million serious. Gloves, binoculars, diaries, early morning entry into marshes. It's a wonderful hobby, while it lasts. Well, we don't have 3,000 compass watchers in the entire country. Congress has 535 men and women. No one's going to tell me or Peter Kamehameha that 2 or 3 million aroused citizens who only settle for the best cannot control 535 people in Congress in the general interest of the American people. No one's going to tell me that the people cannot replace 1,500 corporations who control a majority of 535 members of Congress for their destructive agenda. Corporations have no allegiance to our country other than to abandon it or control it as they see fit. Corporations who are worsening or are indifferent to the major problems of the world, whether it's diseases they don't want to do work on because they're not profitable enough as drug companies, whether it's cancer they want to expand by spreading tobacco addiction through their clever advertising to the young of the third world, whether it's arms control that they fuel and expand with billions of dollars of our money, subsidizing Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, to sell deadly weapons to dictatorships and other customers around the world, where the government in Washington will not sign the Landmines Treaty or the Small Arms Treaty or a Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. Corporations that love to deal with dictators because it's solid management of potential rebellious populations and cut deals for franchises and mining concessions. Corporations have to be subordinated. They can never be given the constitutional rights of real human beings. They are artificial entities. The sovereignty of the people must replace the power of corporations. I won. You can only push the American people so far, when they're going to rebel.